This morning's responsive reading came from Proverbs chapter 29, verses 1 to 14. So those of you that have joined us with the link that was either sent to you or you found it on the website, we would like you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 29, verses 1 to 14. And I'm going to entitle this portion, Good and Evil Rulers Compared or Contrasted. When we look at some of the tidbits that Solomon provides here for us, and we look at the things going on in our nation right now, we can see the truthfulness and the integrity of Scripture, because the Scripture always hits its target dead on. So let's consider. Number one, verse one. He that being oft reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When it comes to good and bad rulers, like a president, a king, queen, prime minister, and even a dictator, sometimes these individuals do have counselors, or they have a cabinet. And that cabinet or that council, supposed, in theory, provide wisdom, direction, ideas, opinions, pro and con, to the one in charge. And this individual is supposed to digest all of this before they run off and make any kind of decision. Because the choices that rulers make will either bring happiness to their people, or it's going to bring misery, death, and destruction to their people. And all that we have to do is get a history book, and we know that all history books are tainted with the subjectiveness of the author or the authors of that history book. But that aside, we read history and we find down through time rulers who have come and gone who have violated verse 1. Napoleon had his counselors, but in the end, that long march from Moscow back to Paris, where tens of thousands of his soldiers froze to death, I believe in 1814, 1815, that march during the winter from Western Russia all the way back into France, that so-called death march. And I would imagine even Hitler had his counselors. And they told him, don't go into Russia. He went into Russia and it was his downfall. And even now, we see our own leaders. How often are they reproved because of their actions? What about Pharaoh, the one whom Aaron and Moses stood in front of? We are told repeatedly in that exchange during the 10 plagues where Aaron and Moses would go into the presence of Pharaoh and give him the word of the Lord. And sometimes that word was quite sharp, quite direct, and quite personal. And when it would seem that Pharaoh was somehow softening a little bit, then when Aaron and Moses walked away, or when the plague was stayed or removed, Pharaoh would go back to hardening his heart. And in the end, he lost his firstborn, and he lost a very professional army there in the Red Sea. Notice verses 2 in this idea of good and bad leaders. When the righteous are in authority, notice, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, like we see with Mr. Biden, the leading Democrats in the Senate, the stalling, resisting Democrats in the House of Representatives, when we see Democratic governors like in California or in New York State or in New Jersey bearing rule the way they do, what does it say? But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I would imagine that some of that 81 million people or so that voted for Mr. Biden and members of his party, I would say maybe not all, but I would say some have buyer's remorse in that vote that they did back in 2019. Buyer's remorse. Inflation, recession, high cost of living, and yes, the high cost of dying today. Matter of fact, it seems it costs more to be put in the ground than it is to come out of the womb. What else do we read? Look at verse 4. The king by judgment established it, the land. Notice, judgment or justice. But he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. Now we're being told that despite all of the repression of the FBI and the CIA and the Justice Department, Mr. Biden and his son Hunter Biden did receive money from China. And now we got photostatic copies of checks written within the Biden family, one to each other, on the deals and the money that they were making when Mr. Biden was the vice president under Mr. Obama. That's what the Bible says. A king by judgment establisheth the throne. A king or a ruler who rules and judges by the law, not by their own twisting of the law. And notice, when you receive a gift, now what is a synonym? We call that a bribe. Under the table shenanigans. And beloved, there's been a lot of under the table shenanigans going on in our government, not just within our recent history, but going back probably a very long time. Verse 7, the righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not. Notice this, they don't want to know about it. They don't want it to be brought to their attention. They don't want to be confronted with the sorrow and the pain of the people who really put them in office. So what do? We shove billions of dollars of tax money, or money that's not even there, that's coming off of a printing press, maybe in the basement of Congress somewhere. Billions of dollars, beloved, that we can't afford to give, but we'll send it to another country so they can kill each other, but we won't take that money and take care of our own homeless, our own poor. What about veterans who have served and come back with half a body? We just simply put them in some dumpster and try to forget about them. Notice, but the wicked regarded not to know it. They don't want to be confronted with the facts. And what's happening with some of our local school boards? When parents go there to voice their opinion on some of the trashy books that are in the school libraries, the school board just simply closes the meetings or has a security person haul that parent or even a child who's explaining some of the trash in these books. They simply escort them out the building. They don't want to be confronted with the knowledge or the facts or the truth. Look at verse 14. The king that faithfully judgeth the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Look at verse 16. When the wicked are multiplied, like right now, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. I know I got a little ahead of myself, but I wanted to bring that verse 16, which we'll touch upon next week, Lord willing. So here we have this contrast between a good ruler, whether it be a father, whether it be a school teacher, whether it be a police officer, whether it be the city council of any given city, or a city mayor, or a representative at the state level, or as high as the federal level, or even higher in the Oval Office, are the nine judges that sit on the bench in the Supreme Court. We're either going to bear rule and suffer, or we're going to have men and women in high office who are willing to simply be just, knowing that they serve God first and foremost before they serve you and I. They are God's servants, according to Romans 13. Are they picture perfect? No. But if they bear rule with injustice, people suffer. And that's what we see here. And again, if we believe Solomon wrote this, he's in a better position to tell us because he was a king. He was a king. And he knew better what it was to be just or to be unjust in the dealings with his people. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.